Time for Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us. Hello, sir.
Hey, thank you. That was unexpected. I didn't. You must have played that for me. I mean, I asked you to play it for me, but anyway. So good. Hi, everyone. Hope you're all well. Hope no one lost too much money on the Super Bowl. I asked Rich to play that because it's our annual Valentine special. And we're going to talk about wine being good for your heart, etc.
Oh, good, because I thought we were talking Swedish wine.
Swedish wine? No.
No.
No. I was about to say there is no Swedish wine, but I'd be lying. There actually is. There are early, you know, plantings there in many parts of the Norse lands because global warming. For those of you who don't believe in it, you're wrong. There actually are plants. So I was going to say that, but no, we're not going to talk Swedish wine. But I would be happy. Somebody recently redid that song, and it was just like it was nice. Like you loved it just like I did when I first heard it, but. I forgot how much I loved that band. Like they, she passed recently, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yeah, they were very good.
They were great. I have to say, by the way, before I started on the heart thing, this is pertinent to wine, and pertinent to something that I want to sort of talk about and boast about and broadcast. Last night. I had the opportunity, and this relates to the fact that, Rich, I've always been impressed at the fact that you interview people that, frankly, have notoriety, have impressed you over a period of time to where you probably are somewhat humbled to be talking to them. And last night I had that experience where I got to interview Andre Mack, who is a winemaker, And I did it for the Bangor Symphony Orchestra's collaboration with my shop called Tasting Notes. And I'll talk a little bit about that. But absolute respect to you, because it is hard to talk to someone who you kind of want to fanboy.
Yeah, it's very easy to drift into, and I'm probably guilty of pulling a Chris Farley a few times.
Yeah. Fortunately, and this is probably the case in many, many interviewing sessions, is before the tape actually starts rolling was the best part of the conversation.
Oh, yes.
I kind of got my fanboy out because, you know, Brian Hendricks, the executive director of the orchestra, was on, and he or Lucas Richmond, I forget which, said, you know, Eric, you've obviously met Andre. And I said, no, I've just followed his career. And admired, you know, who he is and what he does. But it ended up that we know, you know, all the same people because it's a niche industry. And sometimes, you know, niche industries produce superstars that other people couldn't give two behinds about, right? You know, like, do you know who that is? No, it's Andre Mack. Like, who? And it was funny because Lucas stopped us at one point. You know, Lucas, Grammy winner, you know, hand-selected by John Williams to lead the, you know, the Star Wars concert tour and stuff, was like, this is fascinating that you guys know all these people. I'm like, it's the same when people hear you talk to one of your friends. You're name dropping all over the place, to which he casually responded, actually, it is John Williams' 89th birthday today. I wished him a happy birthday this morning. I'm like, phew.
Oh, my gosh.
With the name dropping.
Wow.
But anyway, no, it made me think of you because it's like, it's, wow, sometimes you're up against someone, you're like, you're cool. It was funny. So anyway, cool. I'll hit that really briefly later, but this is the time I talk about, is wine good for your heart? And the short answer is yes. Yes, wine is good for your heart. It's a wonderful thing to give on Valentine's Day and share on Valentine's Day, as it is good to keep one's heart in check, especially in times of secondary issues from COVID. So here's why. And again, I'm not a doctor. I've never claimed to be a doctor. This is what I've read from people who know more than I do, right? Okay. So first of all, obviously the alcohol and antioxidants in red wine may help prevent coronary artery disease, which leads to heart attacks, right? There's been a lot of studies that suggest that. I will also give the caveat that any links between red wine and fewer heart attacks aren't completely understood. And part of the benefits may be, and probably are, that the antioxidants increase the levels of high-density lipoprotein, which is the, quote, good cholesterol that your doctor may have talked to you about, and protect against buildup of cholesterol in general. I am reminded, for better or worse, of one early doctor's appointment I had many years ago at this point, where I did admit to drinking a little too much. He said, well, your cholesterol is great. There's why. you know, for better or worse, it's a fact. It's a fact. I'm not endorsing over drinking or drinking, anything like that, but it's there. The antioxidants in red wine that are called polyphenols may help protect the lining of the blood vessels in your heart, specifically the ones called polycyanidins. These are phenols that contain free radicals that help prevent heart disease, and they may also help with cancers of the prostate, colon, and breast. Again, these are all mays, but they're backed up by more than one scientific study. Okay. There is also, of course, the popular one, the polyphenol called resveratrol, and that may be a key ingredient in preventing damage to blood vessels and reducing low-density lipoprotein, again, the bad cholesterol, and also in preventing blood clots, which is something that I have recently stumbled upon past 40. It's a concern, and so there you go. It shows a lot of research shows that it could be lowered to a lower risk of inflammation and blood clotting. Also, it can improve sensibility towards insulin, lowering your chance of diabetes. Drinking a single glass, which is we can debate about who does that, has shown to improve brain function. More than one glass doesn't.
Diminishing returns, right?
Yeah, so this is right. This is exactly right. The graph showing this might take a quick plunge. But this is true. And the chemicals in red wine prevent the brain's neurons from dying off. As a result, it protects the brain from dementia while slowing the onset of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Also, and this is important to anybody and everybody, and I cannot stress this enough, the psychological element to sitting down with a glass of wine and relaxing is immense. To the point where, and, you know, again, not a doctor, but I have heard many doctors who actually help deliver babies say, in later stages of pregnancy even, half a glass of wine is not the worst thing in the world because you're stressed, you're anxious, you're on your feet. It's not going to do damage to your growing baby. I'm not going to start a debate. Again, I'm not a doctor, but I've heard a lot of doctors tell me that. Other possible health benefits, really quickly. Moderate consumption boosts the immune system, and it increases your bone density. So I guess the point is, for this quick I'm not a doctor segment of Valentine's wine, the point is it good for you? Yeah, it's good for you. Do you know where the people who live the longest on Earth are? They're in the northern tip of Sardinia, where they drink Grenache, grown completely naturally, and eat a very, very healthy Mediterranean diet. Is wine the only answer? No. You still have to do all the other things, people. But, as I was reminded watching Grumpier Old Men the other day and Burgess Meredith's great speech, about how he smokes and drinks and eats bacon every day and then bacon for a snack, and they all keep dying and he's still there. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I sell wine. I'm not a doctor. But it seems to me that a little indulgence in moderation couldn't be a bad thing. Now, I wanted to talk really quick before I run out of time. Tonight at 6 p.m., Summer Allen and I on Destination Downtown Bangor are going to interview Louis Morrison. I'm sure many of you out there know Louis because Louis has about 60 jobs, as I can tell. But we're primarily going to talk about real estate as well as fitness on our Cabin Fever Reliever edition here that we're doing in the months of February and March. So tune in 6 p.m. tonight, and of course, we'll broadcast that on our Facebook pages over the next couple days in case you miss it. And also, as I was mentioning earlier, dropping tomorrow, first on the Bangor Symphony page, but then again, we'll share it and other everything, is the interview that we did called Tasting Notes, first of a series that we're going to do in conjunction with all the symphony orchestras concerts, rather, the digital subscription that they have, which you can still get in on, by the way. And I've put together a tasting kit, and we'll do, you know, different tasting kits for each symphony concert based on what Lucas has programmed. We had a marvelous conversation, as I was mentioning, with Andre Mack. Don't miss it. I mean, this guy is a shining light. He is one of America's foremost black wine personalities, because before he was a winemaker, he was an award-winning sommelier at Thomas Keller's Per Se restaurant. And if anybody knows the world of food, they know that's no joke. He's interesting. He's informative. He's a father of four sons, and he travels every week back and forth from Brooklyn to Oregon. He's a madman, but the interview is great, and then the conversation we have afterwards is great with Lucas and Brian. So check that out. Check out everything we're doing at Bangor Wine. We're trying to bring you some digital content because Lord knows it's hard to bring it to you in person. And that's all I got. I guess I'll talk to you next week. We're going to talk about natural wine.
I look forward to that. I look forward to hearing those conversations as well. And look forward to seeing more pictures of Greta on social media. She's lovely.
Photo credit to my daughter.
Really?
Photo credit to my
nice.
Daughter, yes. She wanted that as a background. She wanted a background of our adorable dog for her Kindle. And she asked to use my phone because it was handy. So, and I looked at it and I'm like, well, I got to use that.
Yeah.
You know. And if you don't know what we're talking about, folks, sign up for my newsletter every week. There's usually an adorable picture of either my children, my dog, or both.
It's well worth it just for that alone, not to mention the philosophy and the important information.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. We'll see you next week.
Cheers, gents. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, open at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. A message in the bottle every Tuesday afternoon here on the program.